reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. And subhanAllah, today we have a very insightful, brilliant topic of discussion, and that is regarding witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are discussing witnesses on the day of Qiyamah on this beautiful silsila, Reflect to Succeed. And yes, as we know, the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, it will be a very terrifying day, a very scary day. You know, everyone will be so tensed. Everyone will be so anxious that a mother would not worry about her children. Siblings wouldn't be worried about each other. Husband and wife wouldn't be worried about each other. Everyone would be worried about themselves. That's how intense the day of Qiyamah will be. And on that day, there are witnesses as well of our sins, of the good that we did or the bad that we did. And I want to mention to you a narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the last person to enter Jannah will crawl on his stomach across the bridge of Sirat. Just like when a son runs away from the hitting of his father, this individual will be in a similar state because his deeds are not worthy of taking him across the bridge of Sirat whilst he crawls across the bridge. And remember that the bridge of Sirat is sharper than a sword and finer than a strand of hair. This person, he will call out to Allah, Ya Rabbi, بَلِّغْ بِيَ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. He will say, Oh Allah, make me reach paradise and grant me salvation from hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, if I grant you paradise and save you from hell, will you confess your sins and mistakes? The man will say, Yes, O Allah, oath by your honor and might, if you save me from hell, I will confess my sins. And after that, he will cross the bridge of Sirat with ease. The man will think, if I confess my sins, I may be thrown into hell. Allahu Akbar. Whilst he is thinking this, Allah Ta'ala will say, confess your sins so I can forgive you and grant you paradise. That man will respond and he will say, No, Ya Rab, oath by your honor and might, I have neither committed a sin, nor have I made a mistake. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala will say, I have witnesses against you. The man will worry now and he will look around to see where are the witnesses. But there would be no one that's visible that he can see. And he will say, Oh Allah, who are the witnesses? And upon the command of Allah Ta'ala, his skin will speak and list every minor sin he committed. Now, the individual will realize that there is no escape. He will say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, I have committed major sins as well. Allah Ta'ala will say that, I know, confess all your sins and I will forgive you and grant you paradise. Then This man, he will admit all his sins, and only then he will be admitted into paradise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will have the lowest rank in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sinner and grant him Jannah despite all his sins. Undoubtedly, this is the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But reflect upon how sensitive, how serious and intense the situation is. Excuses wouldn't work on the day of Qiyamah. We can speak our way out of difficult circumstances and comfort ourselves with many lies in this world. But when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, with mountains of bad deeds and sins in our book of deeds in our hand, it will be impossible to deny our wrongdoing in the world. Our hands, feet, tongue, and skin will testify against us. And it will be difficult to attain salvation. And without a doubt, the fortunate are those whom Allah Ta'ala admits into paradise through His mercy. Now, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he has said, knowing why someone is ruined in the hereafter is not surprising, but knowing how someone attains salvation is. Allahu Akbar. That's a deep statement, dear viewers of Madani Channel, because on the day of Qiyamah, the matter of accountability will be so intense that it is easy to become deserving of hell. But attaining salvation and entry into paradise is extremely difficult. And that is why it is not a secret as to why someone enters hell. Rather, it is surprising to know how someone attains salvation from accountability. We have arrived on earth, right? But how will we attain salvation? How will we be able to account for every deed of ours? Our book of deeds containing every minor and major sin will be handed over to us. And the sinners will say, which is documented in the Holy Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيه. But alas, would that I had never been given my record of deeds, and I had not known my accountability. Alas, would that death had ended my matter. My wealth has not availed me. My power has gone from me. This is what is mentioned in the Holy Quran, reviews of Madani Channel. Now, how will we answer on the day of Qiyamah? Think about how we will be held accountable on that day. Unfortunately, we don't have any fear. We are lazy, heedless, greedy for wealth, fulfilling our carnal desires. We forget about the hereafter and commit sin so much, but we fail to repent. And remember, all of our actions will be revealed on the day of Qiyamah, including every minor and major sin. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So whosoever does a good deed equal to the weight of an atom, he shall see it. And whoever does an evil deed equal to the weight of an atom, he shall see it. You know, Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a righteous man of Allah Ta'ala who was granted hikmah, wisdom and intellect. And the advice he gave to his son is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in which he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Bunayya, إنها إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. Oh my son, if evil is equivalent of a mustard seed in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah Ta'ala will bring it forth. He knows of every detail, He is most aware. So we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how minor a sin is, and even if it is committed in seclusion, Allah Ta'ala will reveal every sin on the day of Qiyamah. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is the knower of every subtlety, the all-aware. Always remember that Allah Ta'ala did not create us to be completely unrestrained. Rather, All our actions are being observed and recorded. Yes, the fact that Allah Ta'ala is watching is enough for some people to refrain from sin. After that, there are more witnesses of our actions who are closely observing our deeds. And the scholars, they say that there will be 6 witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. And now, inshallah, we will go through those 6 witnesses. Number one is, Allahu Akbar, this earth, the very same earth we walk upon every day and feel no shame in front of. The same earth upon which we commit permissible and unlawful deeds is unable to show its discontent towards our actions in this world. However, it will testify against us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth will narrate all its news. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Then he said, do you know what the earth's news is? The companions alayhim ridwan, they said, Allah ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said and he explained that indeed its news is that it will testify against every servant male and female. It will say that he does such and such on such and such day. This is its news. You know, Sayyidina Abu al-Malih, rahimahullah, he had a habit of remembering Allah Ta'ala when he was traveling. If he forgot to perform dhikr, he returned to his place of departure and walked the same path again. And he would say that I desire for every piece of land I walk upon to be a witness of my dhikr on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, the habits of the pious people are remarkable, wonderful, and it shows how eager they were to perform good deeds. And on the other hand, we have us. Us sinners, heedless, no matter where we may be, we commit sins. We're not worried that the earth is going to testify against us on the day of Qiyamah. And on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, تَحَفَّذُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Protect yourselves from the earth. فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّكُمْ. Because it is your origin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said further, وَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَامِلٍ عَلَيْهَا خَيْرًا وَشَرًّا إِلَّا هِيَ مُخْبِرَةٌ. That indeed, there is no one who performs good or evil upon the earth except that the earth will testify on the day of Qiyamah. So the earth, reviews of Madani Channel, is one of the witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. And the second and third witnesses are the day and night. Yes, the day and night will also be witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. They will testify to the actions we performed in the light of the day and the darkness of the night. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when every day begins, it announces, O son of Adam, I am a new creation to you. Whatever you do in me today, I will be a witness for it on the day of Qiyamah. So perform good deeds so I can testify in your favor. And when I leave, you will never see me again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that the night also says this when it arrives. How we spend our days, how we spend our nights, thinking that we are free, but we are not free, dear of Madani Channel. The day and the night are going to testify either in our favor or they will testify against us. The fourth witness is Kiraman Katibin. These are the noble scribe angels who record our deeds. Kiraman Katibin. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْحَلُونَ. And surely, there are guardians appointed over you, honorable scribes, they know whatever you do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said very beautifully that man is oblivious to his purpose in life. When Allah Ta'ala intends to create a human, He commands the angel, write his sustenance and his time of death. The angels, they write this and leave. Then another angel is appointed who protects the child until he is born. When the child is born, two angels are stationed with him who record his good and bad deeds until he dies. And they go to the heavens once he dies. On the day of Qiyamah, the angels will return to him and place his book of deeds around his neck. One angel will take him to the plain of judgment and the other will be his witness. Allahu Akbar. So we aren't alone, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's all seeing, he's all knowing, he knows what we do. And Kiraman Katibin, they are also there recording our deeds, viewers of Madani Channel. So we should fill our book of deeds with that which is good. And make tawbah, because when you make tawbah, it removes bad deeds. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala changes your bad deeds into good deeds when you make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we see the fifth witness on the day of Qiyamah will be our book of deeds, which Kiram and Katibin are continuously writing in. Every major and minor deed is recorded in it. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all the books of deeds are beneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will send forth a breeze, making the books fly into the air and land into someone's right or left hand. And the Holy Quran mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبة. It will be said, read your record of deeds. This day you suffice against yourself for reckoning. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he said that everyone will read their book of deeds, regardless of whether they knew how to read in the world or not. Steve Yusuf Madani Channel, you know, this point on the day of Qiyamah will be very, very difficult. And Alama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he writes that when people are given their book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, they will see that even every minor sin is recorded in it, causing them to lower their heads in shame and they will start sweating profusely. Allah Ta'ala will say that, O people, raise your heads. Do you remember the sin? Someone will say, Ya Rab, I recognize it. Allah Ta'ala will respond, Do you remember you committed the sin on such and such day? The person will confess to his sin and Allah Ta'ala will say, You sinned secretly, but you knew I was watching. Do you not feel shame before me? Did you not know you will return to me? The person, he will be unable to respond. And he will be sweating, perspiring profusely because of this, because of his shame. He will feel disgraced, disgusted with himself. And he will say in panic, Ya Allah, throw me into hell. Throw me into Jahannam. For it will be easier to bear than this embarrassment and rebuke. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Every minor sin is recorded in our book of deeds. And this narration shows how much of embarrassment a person will face on the day of Qiyamah. And we do not want that. We want to be granted salvation. We want to avoid that. How do we avoid that? By filling our book of deeds with good and not with evil. By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sixth witness on the day of Qiyamah will be our own limbs, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَنُونَ. On the day when their tongues and their hands and their feet will bear witness against them concerning what they used to do. Allahu Akbar. Here, Allama Mahmud Alusi, rahimahullah, he writes in his explanation of this verse that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will grant our limbs the ability to speak. Then every limb will testify as to how the person used them. Now ponder about how terrifying this will be. Our own limbs testifying against us on the day of Qiyamah. Our feet will say, Ya Rab, he went to this place and committed this sin on this day. Our hands will say, Ya Rab, he used me to earn the unlawful, eat unlawful and perform impermissible deeds. Our eyes will say, Ya Rab, he used us to look at haram and immodesty. Our ears will say, Ya Rab, he used us to listen to haram and take pleasure from listening to inappropriate speech. Our tongue will say, Ya Rab, he used me to backbite, to lie, to slander, to curse. How will we save ourselves when our own limbs will testify against us? What excuse will we have, dear viewers of Madani Channel? The earth, the days and the nights, kiram and kathimeen, our eyes, our tongue, our ear, our hands, our feet will be witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. How will we attain salvation? Will any excuse save us? No, it will not. We fail to understand the views of Madani Channel. We do not fear, we forget about the Akhirah. And we sacrifice the eternal abode of Jannah for this temporary pleasures of the world. Attaining salvation is tough, but we make it even more difficult by performing sins relentlessly. You know, the Khalifa Abdul Malik bin Marwan said to Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahimahullah that, oh Mansur, I have a question and I will give you 1 year to find an answer for it. And that question is, who is the most intelligent person and who is the most ignorant person? Upon hearing the Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahimahullah, he left the palace to search for an answer. As soon as he entered the open atmosphere, he returned to the palace and the caliph said to him that, oh Mansur, have you found the answer? He replied, yes. The most intelligent person is the one who remains fearful after performing good deeds. And the most ignorant is the one who commits sins but does not fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalifa Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he started crying and he said, oh Mansur, by Allah, your answer is correct. Recite a verse of the heart's cure, meaning a verse of the Holy Quran to me. And Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahimahullah, he recited this verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Remember the day when every soul will be presented with the good it has done and what it did of evil. Khalifa Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he fell unconscious. And after regaining consciousness, he said, oh Mansur, what is the meaning of this ayah, of Allah's statement, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ, meaning, and Allah warns you of His wrath. Sayyidina Mansur rahimahullah answered and he said, it means Allah Ta'ala scares you with His wrath and punishment. The Khalifa cried profusely until he fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he said, I swear by Allah, whoever commits sins after reflecting upon this verse has strayed far from the straight path. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are Muslims. We believe in the day of Qiyamah and we know we will be held accountable for our actions. We also know that excuses will not work on that day. And despite this, we continue sinning, disobeying Allah Ta'ala, and we refuse to repent. Who is more ignorant than us? Now, if only you and I, we understood the horrors on that day and attained the fear of standing before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Shaykh Sa'di, Shaykh Razi Rahimahullah, he says that some people were worshipping near the Kaaba. When they suddenly saw a man hugging the wall of the Kaaba, crying and making this dua, oh Allah, if my deeds are not worthy of being presented in your court, raise me blind on the day of Qiyamah. So the people were surprised by this dua and they asked him that, oh Shaykh, we ask to be safe on the day of Qiyamah, but you are praying to be blind? What is the reason behind this? The man cried and he said, if my deeds are not worthy of being presented in the court of Allah, I wish to be blind so I am not humiliated in front of creation. Allah. And the people, they were amazed by this answer and asked who he was. And that man replied that I am Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, rahimahullah. Subhanallah, the king of the awliya, imamul awliya. And this was his reply to you, of Madinah Jinnah. Who are you and I? And make this dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the fear of accountability on the day of Qiyamah. Now undoubtedly we will only be disgraced and humiliated if our deeds are revealed. So we must make dua for admission into Jannah without accountability through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shafa'ah, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.